Today is a special day for you and Richard. Where were you when you heard the Supreme Court's decision that same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states?
I was at work this morning.
And were you with Richard?
Yes, he was here as well.
When you heard it, had you two talked about what would you do beforehand, or was today's gesture just completely on a whim?
We had talked about it in the past. We had even talked about going to a state, you know, that had already made it legal. But we decided that since we lived in Kentucky, that we would wait until Kentucky legalized it.
Could you walk us through the process today at the courthouse?
Oh, gosh, it was super, super easy. Antonia Faulkner, who is the county clerk, we called her this morning, and she emailed over the paperwork that had to be filled out for a marriage license. Her initial concern was that in the past, those applications have had bride and groom on them, so she was worried that we were going to be offended, and we, you know, expressed to her that we would by no means be offended. But the state of Kentucky had actually already changed all the paperwork before they even sent it out to the local courthouses. So she emailed it over, we filled it out, we scanned it, we emailed it back, and just went by and picked it up.
Oh, wow. So it was pretty much electronic.
Didn't take much more than 15 minutes.
Oh, so when you walked into the courthouse, did everybody know that, you know, you guys were the first, or was it just kind of like, what are you here
for?
It
was actually there weren't very many people there. I don't even think that all the employees knew what was going on, but she was, you know, very cordial, very friendly, like she always is. And it was just very simple, very quiet, and very quick.
Well, I guess that kind of answers my next question, which was there any pushback, or, you know, once they did realize what you were doing there, did anybody kind of give you a look, or was everybody generally pretty excited?
No, I mean, there was nothing negative at all, which I didn't anticipate anything negative, really. But no, I mean, everything was very positive.
Well, so how long have you and Richard been together?
13 years.
13 years. And did you meet in Murray? Can you give us a little bit of your story?
We actually met, to make a long story short, we actually met at a church conference in Toledo, Ohio. Richard lived here in Murray, and I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we met at a church conference, and I came to, you know, we did the long distance thing for a while, and then decided, you know, that one of us was going to have to move somewhere. And I really had fallen in love with Murray, and so we decided that I would move here.
So how do you think being married now will change things for you?
Other than the fact that it will be recognized by the state, I mean, we've always considered ourselves married, so I don't anticipate any huge changes. I'm hoping for a diamond on the ring this time, but other than that, I mean, you know, I don't anticipate any huge changes.
Okay. Well, in regards to the legal process and housing, or, you know, maybe if one of you, heaven forbid, became terminally ill, like, are these things that you've talked about that this might kind of put some worry to rest for you?
Well, I think it's always better to be safe than sorry. And we have been, I mean, having been in a relationship for 13 years, you know, we own a home together, we own a business together, we, you know, our lives are already completely intertwined, as most married couples are. We had done everything legally possible, you know, with the help of our attorney to protect one another if, God forbid, something should happen. But I think it is very nice and reassuring to know that, you know, that now we won't have to worry, you know, did we do enough legal work, and just to know that everything will be okay.
What's next on the to-do list?
Well, we have 30 days to get married, so I think we're just going to do something very, very simple, very quiet, very quick, and maybe just throw a big party later on this year.
Well, congratulations to you and Richard both, and best
Thank
of
you.
Luck.
Thank you very much.